Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, dear believers. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line, and a little bit unorthodox right now because I dropping off my daughter here in Long Beach. So we're going to continue and we're going to talk about what we have to do as believers. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin arrahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin amin. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. This is the Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line initiative, or our attempt to bring together the believers, ultimately to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day. 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day. I don't really see anybody in the queue right now. Can't bring anybody in the queue, but I'm broadcasting while I'm driving, and I'm in Long Beach, California, and this is the first day that we really had an opportunity to actually broadcast. The same number, 515-602-9665. That's 515-602-9665. This is the same number that you call when you want to participate or listen to the message of concern. The message of concern. So, alhamdulillah, this is a new thing that we just got going within the last week. Sister Muhammad prayer line. And all praises be to Allah. This is what we're doing. Alhamdulillah. Happy Juneteenth, brothers and sisters. Happy Juneteenth. We had a Juneteenth celebration at the Merck Park yesterday. And just thousands of people out there. And I had opportunity to sell my wares. Sell the mask. Well, I wasn't selling the mask. I was selling pictures. I was selling pictures of mainly Nipsey Hussle, the little youngster who was killed in Los Angeles, assassinated for the good he was doing. And I have Kobe Bryant pictures, and I have Michael Jordan pictures, and so I'm kind of in the art business now, and I know as Muslims we have to be careful with things, images and stuff, because after all I do have a show dedicated to removing all images from worship, so we try not to let our images get in the way of our religion. All praises be to Allah. I send out a lot of messages, and people know how to call in to 515-602-9665. That's 515-602-9665. And alhamdulillah, this is our first real day that we had to broadcast. Ultimately, what we want to do is read 1/30 of the Holy Quran every day. read 1/30 of the Holy Quran every day. And we haven't really been able to do that, not yet. Praise be to Allah. Because we know people getting up in the morning sometime, they want to hear God's word. They want to hear the Holy Quran, and they may want to participate. And they may want to participate in reading the Holy Quran. So, alhamdulillah. So, as time goes on, hopefully what we'll do is get more and more people to help us to log in, call in, and participate in the reading of the 1/30th juice of the Holy Quran. So we'll be able to read the Holy Quran from beginning to end in 30 days. And get some gas. Because this is what we're doing now. We're broadcasting. I don't see anybody in the queue right now. But we will, inshallah. We keep it up. If we're consistent, we'll have people participating in what we're trying to do. Because what we're trying to do is to create a Clara Muhammad School in Los Angeles. So that's going to take great power. Great power. So I don't see any power greater than to read 1/30th of the Holy Quran every day. Every day. Yes. Praise be to Allah. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. Yeah, praise be to Allah. So this is what we're doing. I don't see anybody who called in, but we will, inshallah. Inshallah. We will get people on the West Coast to call in and help us to participate in what we have to do. All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Ladeen, Kalaka, Samawati, Wa'at. Education is so important. STEM education. We our flagship, our master website, which is Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School.com. You know, STEM is another name for science, technology, engineering, and math. Science, technology, engineering, and math. And this is the type of education that we must afford our children. We must give our children a scientific education from the time that they're babies, all the way up until they are, all the way to their college years. But we must give the best education to our children that we can. And the best education that we know is rooted in the Quran, the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and science, Allah's science, to study Allah's creation, So right now, we need to get somewhere and maybe park and start reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran like we say we want to do. We need to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran like we say we want to do. So let me try to find a filling station, buy some gasoline so we can continue and do what we want to do. Read 1/30 of the Holy Quran and make our prayer. And I haven't had a chance to make such a prayer. And I haven't, we're reading the Holy Quran. So let me, first of all, let us find a filling station. That would be our first act. Praise be to Allah. A scientific education. I first got a glimpse or an inkling of scientific education as a FOI in the organization Elijah Muhammad, when the captains, lieutenants, told us who were going to college, us people who were going to college, they told us, well, brothers and sisters, go to college, yes, great. But while you're in college, study those types of disciplines that transcend borders, and mathematics transcend borders, science transcends borders, you know, transcend borders. In other words, mathematics in China is the same mathematics they may have in Russia, and the same mathematics they have in Boston, Massachusetts. So mathematics is the type of discipline that transcend borders, and it could go worldwide. Those types of disciplines go worldwide. So all praise be to Allah. This is what the captains, lieutenants taught us as new FOI, you know, in the organization of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Okay, while we're, let me get some gasoline while we're here. So I'm going to put us on hold for a minute or two while we deal with this gasoline situation. Okay. Hold on, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I dealt with that situation. And what we want to do is maybe find a location that we could park and read 1/30 of the Holy Quran. I think it's time for the 22nd juice of the Holy Quran, and I think we could do that. We could do that. And which is in the keeping of what we said that we want to do. So all praise to Allah. Prophet Alameen. So, alhamdulillah, so to those who have not made the Fajr prayer, it's still good. We can make our Fajr prayer. So, let's make our Fajr prayer together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين month, and the sun is coming up here in Los Angeles. It's another beautiful day, maybe a hot day. And yes, all praise inshallah, all our life. Surprised nobody called in. All right, let's see. If anybody on the line, call back in about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm gonna make a call to see. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, our objective is to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day. And my sister, Saida is going to call to do a test to see if everything is okay. Is the station working okay? But so far, so good. All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So far, so good. Let's see. I don't see her yet. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Faida.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, so it is working then, huh?
Yeah, it works now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all praise be to Allah. Yeah, I sent out a bunch of invitations to come on the show, and I announced it on the Lifeline that the Lifeline is affiliated with the ministry of BMWD Muhammad and and everything. So nobody actually called in, but inshallah, they will, because what I want to do is I want to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day, and I want a group of us to do it just like Ramadan, because, you know, we get up in the morning with things on our mind and all kind of problems and troubles and stuff, so we might want to just hear some Quran, and if people notice, believers know that they could always call in a number and dedicated to reading 1/30 of the Quran, and they could get in on it and read and participate if they want, you know. That's the main thing, you know. Yeah, so, okay, it works. It works then. So what I'm going to do, I had to take my daughter home, so I'm in Long Beach.
Okay.
So, inshallah then. So it works. So spread the word, and we'll take it up tomorrow.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, brother. Me.
Yes, ma'am.
1/30 of the Quran is a lot. It's gonna take two. That's gonna take you about an hour. About 30 minutes. About an hour to 30 minutes. You should just read a couple of sections, because 1/30 of the Quran is gonna take a long time. And don't forget,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
People work.
Mm-hmm.
They work. You know, like
right,
you're not going
right.
to be able to, you know, like make Salat and then read. But not a 30th mm-hmm. takes a while. That takes a minute
it
to
takes
read
about,
a 30th.
But it takes about, like you said, 30 or 40 minutes, about 40 minutes. You know, if a group of people get on it and actually read it. But see, the thing is that the problem that I had with Sameen, he wants to read, you know, or he wants to make the prayer right at the Fajr time when it, you know, when it first comes in. And sometimes it changes. It changes. It could be 4:30, then 4:31, 4:32. And some people might get caught up in life and doing stuff and may not, you know, and may not pray with him by 4, 5, 6 days, you know, and then they want to, you know, come back in and they say, well, where are we now? Where are we now? See? So I was telling him, you know, he should just say, well, 5 o'clock every day, 5 o'clock. That way people could know
that it's right. Prayer time.
You
know
what I mean? Right. And, but he don't want to do that. And he wants to hold on. So I said, well, I'll do it. So I'll just say 5 o'clock. If you want to make the prayer, we'll make the prayer right at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
All through the year. And then right after
that,
as we make the prayer together, then we'll read the 130 through the Holy Quran. But you say that's a lot. But really, it's really not if you get a group of people who, you know, might want to read a couple pages here. So you say you had 5 people. And, you know, y'all read maybe 2, 3 pages.
Well,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, it goes through.
If you're being consistent, if you want to be consistent, you want to have people there, you're going to have to just say, don't say a 30th. Just say we're going to read the Quran. And then test it and then do it. Because a 30th, you say a 30th of the Quran, you know, they're going to say, oh, Lord, I ain't going to be able to stay on the phone that long. I can get on for the prayer. And then, you know, and this is part of our religion. So, so make it as convenient as possible. And if you can do a 30 or put it up for, that's what you ask people, ask to get the democratic thing. Or how much, do you think you can read a 30th? Or just do it like that. But to say a 30th,
but you know, like, that's not really a lot. That's just like you say, 30 minutes or 40 minutes. But
I know if you work, but if you work,
but on some days, I understand, Faita. But some days, if you could do it, you could do it. Some days, you can't. But have a place where you always could turn to. Because, man, we get up in the morning, man, we got sitting on our mind, we got bills on our mind, we had an argument with our spouse or our mate, that's all kind of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? They have a war, and we're at war, and stuff, and people got all kind of stuff on their mind. And they might want a place that they could always turn every morning to read and hear and go on about their day. You know, that's a I mean, I used to read one thing to the Holy Quran on my own. So, please believe, sister, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right in time. But I appreciate you with your point of view, though. I mean, that's a good point of view. But it ain't really all that much. It really ain't all that much. 30, 40 minutes out of a day, out of 24 hours. You know.
But you got to understand, it's not 30 or 40 minutes out of a day. It's 30 or 40 minutes out of a day at an inopportune time for some people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that early in the morning, people go to work. You know, like even on the prayer line we was on, they was on, like, I got to get up. I got to get them ready for summer school. I got, you know, but whatever. I agree. I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to be one of the readers. Let me just put it like that.
Right. Well,
I'm just letting you know.
like the Holy Quran say, do as much as you can. That's what the Quran says, just do as much as you can. And Allah bless you. Just if you can't do it all, just do as much as you can.
Right.
And be, you know what I mean? You know, satisfied, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's going to be, Hey, it's gonna be all right. You know why
okay.
I'm doing this like this? Here's why I'm doing this, because what we're trying to do is get a Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles. Now, AKS Khan got all that money down there, and he got that beautiful masjid and all like that. And Islam got like those Indo-Pak people helping them and everything. So it's going to be something that we need a lot of power. So, you know, let's do something that ain't never been done before. Let's get together and read one-third of that Quran today, and that's going to be power. How was your Juneteenth yesterday? How was your Juneteenth? Did you go to Will Rogers Park, or where'd you go?
No, I didn't go anywhere because I had to. I had something to do. I'm getting my, like I told you, I'm getting my library together. So I had the people come and do them. Yeah. So they make giving me a library. So I've been real busy.
So
you're going to
do a library at your place on Florence?
At your house. Yeah. No,
house.
I already did. Okay. I'm trying to get my. You know, I was trying to work with Ibn Rabah with the space next door, but they have something else they want to do, so I can't be just sitting around waiting for them. So so I got to create my own situation. But I think in terms of Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, I think we should have a all of the schools should get together, and we should have a federation or something that we all belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And your STEM school be the leader. Do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, you know, so you can get more people.
Right, right. So you've been telling me about. Yeah. This program that you have to help these kids get these diplomas and stuff, high school diplomas and stuff. I think I'm gonna be disabled because I got arthritis in my knee and something wrong with my shoulder, and so they're gonna take me out and I'll be able to do some get some disability for a little while they find out what the heck's going on. So so I'll be able to have more time. So I'm gonna try to look into what you were saying with the, you know, diploma thing and all that. So maybe you can run it down to how often are you at your place on Florence?
Well, I'm gonna be over there. I'm not gonna be over on Florence. I used to go over there about once a week, but I'm not gonna be over there until maybe about the middle of July, regularly, because I have to. You know, like I said, I'm getting ready. I'm developing my property so that I can move the school back over here, and then on Florence just be like a satellite. So that's what I'm
doing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But
okay,
I'll be over there.
Do you mind me stopping by and just take a look at what you're doing?
Yeah, when do you want to do that?
I'm on the Long Beach Freeway right now going back to Compton.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you want to come? You want to stop by now or just come back?
Yeah,
late,
okay.
But,
right. Well, I can stop back now because I'm available. So you give me your address then and I'll GPS it. And I'll be there in about a half hour.
Okay. The address is 2201 East 118th Street. And that's L.A. 90059.
Okay, 2201 East 118th Street?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I should be there in a half hour.
Okay. All right, then. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm here. Hey, hey,
Salam alaikum.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, fuck. Huh?
Private school library for what grade?
And in this part right here, we're going to make a that over there is going to be the every series by
December. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I help you out, but these people be speed.
Okay, all right. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay,
I'm gonna, you know, maybe, you know, ride by from time to time, you know, to see your workers and stuff.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.